trying to knock you off your feet. That's nice. Oh. Wow. Oh. Another week. Another week. Not much to do on the course running side. I didn't remember that the first discussion, which is just introduce yourself, isn't really graded. So it's like, oh, okay. Nothing to do there then. Just a bunch of yakking. So I still got a week of kind of whatever. Yeah? It's chilly. It's spring. It's not a very warm one yet. It's a little early to start declaring such crazy ideas. Gracious. Yeah, I know. It's not even barely a month past. Still got a good solid 2 months left. Three. Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing the description tour for places in the, doing the God's Plan of Happiness and 10 symbols and transferring that to places. Anyway, looking at birth and death and doing it is more have an airport, you embark, yes, to life. And then you disembark from life. And it's almost like some kind of airport thing, Get on the plane, get off the plane. And sitting there saying, I wonder how many people who, when they disembark, they're upset because they didn't feel like they had enough time. Could have proved themselves better. Could have straightened things out. But, taken too soon. Many people will feel this way. What was the squaring up coming?
When the city, I got skipped in life. I didn't have any happy moments.
Oh. Well, she made some interesting decisions. But, yeah, I'd have to say that she's been thrown a lot of stuff and she never asked for. But life's full of a bunch of that, isn't it? No, it's nothing. Wow. I mean, it's understandable for Pete's sakes. I'm not going to say, oh, no, you don't deserve to feel the way you do. I said, no, no, I think you can do that if you like. You go, but does saying that make you feel any better? I mean, still feel free to say so, but, you know, sounds kind of depressing. Yeah. Well, anyway. Yeah. But, you know, if I've never had an ounce of happiness, it's like, well, then, what were you doing the whole time? Surely.
Happiness is a choice.
Yeah, well, you know, because you can put yourself, or you can just find yourself in rough circumstances.
You can look on the bright side?
Yeah.
On the dark side?
Yeah.
Of whatever you're facing.
Right.
I've been looking at the dark side of game one. I'm not sure what the bright side is. What you're looking for.
I'll help you find it. I found myself in the last few days. Actually, drumming up some happy memories. But I can't, the problem is now it comes today, I can't actually specify them. Right, but it's pleasant to know they're there. No, it is. It's almost got some aspects of somebody's death to it, you know?
What? So, like when you found out Matt had autism.
Yeah?
We hope the same for you.
Yeah. Well, Heavenly Father must think something of you to share a little more of his experiences. You know, when you come up against somebody who says, you know what, I've got a wonderful life. And you go, you know what, I think Heavenly Father, I mean, he's got a good attitude about things. But I think from any objective standpoint, they'd say, ooh. Lost one 30-year kid in just this one instance. How many other times has this happened? Was it worse in other cases? Better? I don't know. What do you guys think about that way? Said, if God didn't think that you were going to be a person that would profit off of this sort of a situation, ultimately, he wouldn't have bothered giving it to you. He would have just let you have kind of an easy thing. You know? Yeah, easy kids. Everything's smooth, everything's nice, everything's working out fine. Or easier, you know, I don't think anybody has it easy, particularly. Perhaps some people do. I listened to this BYU devotional, and this guy that was running kind of the logistics of it, he was the MC, he said, I really have had a very, very easy life. He said, everything I got rather simply. All of my boys went on missions. All of my children are married with kids of their own and active in the church. you know. And he acknowledged that. He said, I look around me and I see people that have a much harder time than I do. And he goes, I don't get it, but I'm also a little worried. Because he said, I don't know what God thinks of me that he's not willing to give me bigger challenges. You know? Does he just not think I can handle it? He says, maybe I think too much of myself and I couldn't handle it. And he's like, oh, well. He says, I don't know what to do with it. So it's all hypothetical. I've got the life I've got. But he goes, it does bother me sometimes. Says that things seem to have come too simply and too easily. He says, I'm pretty sure it's not because I'm some amazing person, amazing father, anything like that. He says, I've known who I consider to be far better men who struggled a lot more than I ever have. And so he did. So you can look at it that way. God must think very, very highly of you to give you such troubles to deal with. Well, they get to work kind of early. That's what they can be said.
Yep.
You think?
I don't know.
Perhaps. Yeah. I think you'll be wishing you had air conditioning, huh? Oh, it's always going to be something, yeah? Anyway. Yeah, I was thinking about Brenna, you know? She was not excited to begin her earthly sojourn. She was holding back. So, well, my kids are kind of on the late bloom side, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Even Josh a little bit.
Sure.
But I was too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. So there's for genetics, huh? It's like that. Nobody's gonna think much of this about it, I tell you. Always go this way? Or are you going to stay on the thing? I don't know. I don't know.
We were just sitting in that truck.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. We were talking to Tommy yesterday. Or no, I wasn't. He was talking to me. Talking about the fact that when it got so dang cold, things got backed up, and he was stuck for 2 days in San Antonio. I think it was Josh asked, so what did you do? He says, nothing. That's a pretty good money to make. sitting doing nothing. Usually they don't pay me for that. That's kind of cool, in a way. I can't say much when I was working at PGS. You know, you got paid for the transit, which all you had to do is just sit there and sleep, mostly. Got paid for that. Is that kind of interesting work if you can get it? So yeah, I've got to learn patience. Well, I'm saying, by golly, I need to do some more. It's definitely very well hiring, but you sure aren't putting forth much effort.
Morning.
ice. How are black shoes doing?
Okay. Yeah.
Not quite like the tennis shoes?
No.
Uh-oh.
Okay, it's more of a long time. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Huh. Yes. Oh. Yeah. Got a little wind, but it seems like it's colder. This is the right time of year, you know?
Yep.
January, February. That's the worst of it. It makes you... Maybe you don't... Maybe we don't appreciate this summer, but you're always ready for it after a winter, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there wasn't much talking going on today, and it's alright. Kind of frozen.